It's the Blackout.
On today's episode of the Hashtag Blackout Podcast,
it's the Blackout.
It is the first NFL Sunday. And Jay and I are going to give like little quick prediction of what we think our teams are going to do. We'll talk about very expensive stadiums at high schools. A couple voicemails and a little other stuff. So all that and more on today's episode of the Hashtag Blackout Podcast. We'll see. Anyway, welcome back again. Episode 262 of the Hashtag Blackout Podcast. I am the one in Utah they call Spicy Jalapeno Jay.
And I'm just the one in Texas called Jay.
Yes, indeed. And then there's a third window up there, which is my computer window we are streaming on. But it has our beautiful picture of us dumping and firing all over the place with the Hashtag Blackout Podcast. Anyway, welcome back, y'all. Hopefully, y'all have had a great week. Jay and I were just as we were starting the show, we were talking about this high school in Prosper, Texas that has, I mean, like a mall-style food court. They have like humongous stadiums for pretty much all of their sports. And you know what? I think I saw a video on Instagram right at the beginning of the school year, this guy showing off, you know, the food cart in his new high school. And so I think it was the same one. There was a Starbucks, there was a Panda Express, there's a Chick-fil-A.
Sonic.
I believe there's like a McDonald's. Yeah, Sonic. Like, it's crazy, man. That my high school was struggling to get like Crispitos, like those plastic burrito, like packaged burritos, burgers and fries, chili cheese fries was the best you can get it at my high school.
I couldn't even tell you because I didn't even eat lunch at my high school. We snuck off campus to go get some food from McDonald's.
So, that's funny.
Yeah, we wasn't trying to eat there. I look at this high school and I'm just like, wow.
Yep.
It's the type of high school that make you want to fail and come back to high school the following year.
Right? You know, it's like you don't even want to leave high school.
Just to extend your stay. That's how crazy big it is.
Wow. You know? That's crazy. Yeah, man. It's very nice that there's schools that have that opportunity to be able to do that. Obviously, there's schools that don't.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the ones that do, man, that's wild.
They were talking about Houston's school district, you know, and how they're closing down a lot of schools. No, I'm sorry. They're closing down a lot of libraries in Houston and turning those into detention centers.
Wow.
And I found something I just found that very strange, very weird and wild, you know, you got to, primarily black and brown community down in Houston that are, you know, they got to deal with that. It's turning their libraries that people go to learn in and, well, at least try to learn in. I don't know how many people actually go to the library nowadays. But, you know, you're going to turn those into detention centers.
That's
very wild.
So this is like the school detention center, right?
I'm not sure. I just saw. I don't think it's not like a
ISS or whatever.
It's not like a high school library. It's a it's a like your local community library.
Oh, like a public library?
Yeah. Let me see if I can find that right quick.
This is you know, part of the stupidization of people. You know, I mean, I really enjoyed going to the library when I was a little kid.
We
didn't go all the time, but my mom, you know, had a library card, and we went there, you know, enough. You know what I'm trying to say?
Okay. Yeah, you were right. Crazy. You were right. So this is for school libraries. So let's say for students in 28 schools throughout Houston, some libraries will be converted into rooms where students who have misbehaved will attend virtual lessons alone or in groups. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe the way it was presented to me, and present it over the internet. Maybe it's something else that's going on, but either way it goes, they're eliminating the libraries and, you know, housing.
That's
misbehaved.
That's
students.
Highly unfortunate, man. That that's I don't know. That sucks. Yeah, my sister is a teacher down in the Houston area, but she's not in that district. But I have family that has taught there or done substituting there, you know, and yeah, it's wild, man. It's, it's really weird. I don't understand. But I do also know that there's a lot going on with the Houston School District as a whole. I know that basically like the city took over the district's curriculum and really took over the district to run it because they had a bad superintendent before. And I don't know, I can't remember if they got rid of him or that person got arrested and put in jail. I can't remember what the deal was, but basically the city had to take over the curriculum and just running it. So I don't know, there's a lot going on with that. And the wild thing is they're offering teachers like a crazy amount of money, people a crazy amount of money to come and be a teacher there. You know, and really what I have also heard is like the lesson plans, you know, so a lot of districts around the country, the teachers have to write their own lesson plan, or at least they have like a guidebook that they're supposed to use throughout the year. And then they could sort of build their plan based off of that and sort of mix and match and sort of, you know, add what they want. But with the Houston one, what I believe I've heard is, they have a lesson plan that they have to follow, and that's all they can teach, strictly off of that. And if they have, what is it? If they have like an administrator come in and, you know, see that you're deviating from the plan, then you could get fired. Like, it's some crazy stuff. So hopefully they get that under control soon.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild. It's wild. Well, you know, shout out to my Houston hometown. It's wild in those streets. So hopefully they get that under control. But hey, you know what? Speaking of Houston, and speaking of the beginning of the new year, with the new year comes football. The new school year, I guess, comes football. That's one of the things I always think about. You know, I'm from Houston. I was never really an Oilers fan, but I have been rooting for the Texans since they came around.
You didn't like Warren Moon?
I mean, I like him as a player, but I didn't really like the
Oilers. The
whole team. So
yeah,
on the team. Yeah, I wasn't really. And then, but I grew up a Giants fan. So really, you know, like Giants. And now, you know, I'm rooting for the Texans. So, I mean, I don't know, man. I think, I don't know. I know that you're a Saints person. Even though you don't follow like super strong, I know you're.
It's hard for me to sit. I mean, I'm gonna try this year, but the past few years have been like blah. I've been, it's just been so to me because I have so much stuff to do. I can't sit locked into a TV all day.
Yeah. You know? Well, I get you, but also, you know, you guys have struggled with your quarterback for a while since Drew Brees left. So now you got Derek Carr.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully that will turn out well for y'all. Also, you have rookie running back from TCU, Kendre Miller. So that dude was a beast. I was sad that neither of my favorite teams picked him up in the draft. That dude has been playing very well. So I think that's a good pickup for y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see how it goes, man. We got preseason, of course, was pretty good. But that's just preseason. Anything can happen in this regular season, so we're gonna see how
that's
it goes.
True.
Who we play today? That's Tennessee. True. I think we play Tennessee today.
Yeah.
Do we? Yeah. So
sounds about right. Yeah.
We're gonna see how it goes.
Are y'all? Do you know if y'all are playing at Tennessee or y'all in New Orleans?
It's in New Orleans.
Oh, that's good.
I wish I could make a game. I really want to go to a game. I was hoping they'd have played Dallas again this year, but then of course I don't want to be in that stadium with a bunch of Dallas Cowboys fans. So,
you know, it's not always bad to be in the stadium with Dallas Cowboys fans. My experience, let me see. I went to one Giants game with my dad. against the Cowboys. That was Sunday Night Football, or maybe it was Monday Night Football. I can't remember now. excuse me. And then I've been to Dallas versus the Bears on a Thanksgiving, and I also went to Dallas versus the Steelers. And you know, Steelers, it's crazy because if you are a fan of an opposing team, especially like a very popular and well-followed opposing team, you're going to be fine because right. there's going to be a lot of you there. You know, there's tons of Steeler fans at that game, tons of Steeler fans. At the one for the Bears, even though it was Thanksgiving, it was probably, you know, 40%, you know, 30 to 40% Bears fans in the crowd. And then the Giants versus Dallas game, there was also a lot of Giants fans there. And this was all in Dallas at their old stadium. Have I been to a game at their new stadium? Yeah. I went to Dallas versus Chargers at the new stadium. And yeah, you know, it's interesting because I don't think that Dallas is a place where every now and then you will find some aggressive fans. But like for the most part, it's nothing like going to like Philadelphia, you know, something like that, where they will literally fight you, you know, anywhere between the stands to the parking lot. Dallas fans, you know, they're at least cordial enough. You know, there's a little Southern hospitality, unless you get somebody who's been drinking too much, who gets a little belligerent. But I never had a problem, you know, at either of those events there. And the other thing is, you know, they have, obviously their ticket prices are sort of pricey for a regular seat, but that standing room only is not too bad. And I know the cost used to be like $25 a ticket. I'm sure that's gone up now, but that's not too bad. And you can find, you know, spots around the stadium to chill in, and you can see the game pretty well from anywhere, and you can even find seats once the game starts. So yeah, if there's ever a Saints game there, you should try to see if you can make happen.
I'll try. Yeah, I would probably have to go solo, dolo, because kids ain't trying to sit through all that. And,
yeah,
you know, my wife, she definitely ain't trying to sit through all that. But
that's funny. Yeah, that's funny.
It was tough even going to baseball games, man. We get up in there, and you know how close those baseballs. Well, I hadn't been to the new stadium for the baseball, the new ballpark. So I don't know what the proximity of seat space is, but that old one, man, you were like crunched in. You had like this much between the person in front of you. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty tough.
Yeah, it was definitely that. I know in the upper level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was always pretty tight. And then also I didn't like that steep incline up there.
Oh man.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard the new stadium is really nice. It's pretty open, and you know, the seats are all pretty good. But yeah, with it being a sports stadium, I wouldn't expect too much room unless you were sitting like, you know, right behind home plate type of thing. You know,
true.
Where the good expensive seats are. So whatever.
I always just wanted to go sit like in that little open space in the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
Where
grass.
Yeah, in the grass.
Yeah,
just to watch. That looks so nice. Have a nice little picnic.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm trying to think over here. So over here we have minor league baseball team. It's like the AAA team for the Angels.
Mm-hmm.
And in the let's see here, the whole outfield, right behind the fence, it's a hill. It's like a little hill, just sort of like what you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
grassy hill. You can get tickets for that, and I mean they're like $5 or something like that per person. And yeah, bring a blanket. Bring a picnic, chill out there, maybe get a home run, but hang out. And for the most part, the only problem that I have with out there is, for the most part, it's in the sun unless they're playing like a night game or afternoon game and the sun eventually goes down. And it's shaded over there pretty well. But for the most part, though, yeah, it is right in the sun. And, you know, it's warm for a good portion, but there's a lot of cool off spots too. So, and I'm sure the Rangers, since they have so much more money than a regular minor league team, they probably have, you know, all that taken care of with their new stadium, which I haven't been there either, but yeah, but that'd be fun. No, I'm trying to think, this year we actually are going to go see the Giants play against the Raiders in Las Vegas in November. So that will be nice. We're going to go down there. Yeah.
Be nice.
Yeah, Raiders, that's another stadium where, you know, it might be a little sketchy being there with an opposing team, you know, outfit on. last year we went and saw the Cardinals play there against the Raiders. And I mean, but my mother was rooting for the Cardinals, right? So she had her Cardinals, but nobody really said anything. Everybody was pretty chill. But I do think that, you know, in some of those stadiums, it's like the people who sit like right down behind the goalpost for like Raiders fans. Just get too drunk and belligerent, you know, that's the ones you got to worry about. Yeah, I've seen fights and all kinds of stuff. You know, last year one of the people got arrested there for like popping champagne and spraying it. I think it was like spraying it on a player or something like that. So that was pretty silly. Yeah, but let me see here. So we got the Texans today, which I had to look and see who they play because I remember seeing it. But let's see here, Texans. Let me see who they play today. And then we also have the Giants playing as well. So the Houston Texans start out at Baltimore with a rookie quarterback. Baltimore is loaded because they have Lamar Jackson and they have Odell now. And they got a new receiver in the draft. So I don't know how their defense is looking. But, I mean, they're playing a rookie quarterback today. So they should win that game. Houston with the C.J. Stroud, a rookie out of Ohio State. And they're trying to build something new. They have D'Amico Ryans, who was a former great player for them. He's a really good defensive coach. So hopefully they'll do all right. But, yeah, that's an early game today. They play at 11 my time. And then the Giants play tonight on Sunday Night Football versus the Cowboys. The game is in New York. Boy. This is one of those games that I wish I had an opportunity to go to New York to see a rivalry game. You know, that would be nice. Excuse me. And I think they got a shot, man. The Giants, from what I know, they've restocked their offense with better weapons for the quarterback. The defense looks strong, you know, with a lot more improved skill players. So I think they have a really good chance to play very well and hopefully beat these Cowboys tonight. So, yeah, but as far as the season, I see Houston improving from what they did last year. I think they had 2 wins last year. So I think they'll have at least 4 wins this year once the kid figures it out. The Giants, they made the playoffs last year. I can see them doing the same thing. If they play well enough, but Philadelphia is scary good still. Dallas is still good, and Washington got better. So it's going to be a tough division.
Yeah.
Yeah. And New Orleans, honestly, Jay, I think New Orleans is probably in the easiest division in all of football this year.
We'll see.
The only team for them I would worry about is the Falcons, and the Falcons have a second-year quarterback. The Carolina Panthers have a rookie, and then the Bucks, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think they have Baker Mayfield. Man, y'all should cakewalk that. Y'all should win every game in division, man.
Don't say that. We should. But, you know, we love injuries, so.
Man, you talk about it, man. My Giants, boy, they have had an injury bug probably like the last 5 or 6 years. Yeah. So this year, fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. But, yeah, hopefully there, unless you're a Cowboys fan or an Eagles fan, hopefully your team does well.
today. Oh man. Yeah, what else? What you got? I guess that would have been my question of the day. I know we have a couple voicemails.
Question. So you want to go into voicemails? Maybe we get something out of it.
Yeah, for sure. Well the football thing was basically my question of the day. How do you think your team's gonna do this year? So
I'm gonna be in the middle of the road and say okay, because I don't like to get my hopes up. I get disappointed. So
yeah,
we're gonna see.
Be like
we're gonna
see. Cautiously optimistic.
Cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
We're gonna see however many games I could catch on the TV. I don't have a NFL pass or anything. What do you call that? Whatever
league
it is.
Pass.
League pass. There you go. All right, people. 3853BLAKPC is where you could give us a little call. And we have a suspected spam caller calling us straight from Memphis. confirm it's not spam. I don't know why it listed her as spam.
But, she's called before. So
yeah, quite weird. A few times. So let's go into this first caller from the correspondent, the diva of Memphis. Here we go.
What up? It's Memphis Diva 99. I'm sitting here looking at the Wu-Tang series on Hulu. And y'all, it is really good. So it has like 3 seasons, so I'm going to watch it all. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking, what is a city in which you would never live in? The city I would never live in is Chicago. The end. And I'm so tickled. You know, social media is just doing too much. So I'm looking at Krishan Rock and Blue Face, and he calling all types of bitches, and she done named the baby after her. It's just quite interesting. Good stuff for a novel, though. I'll be, making notes. But other than that, I'll call you back later. The Wu-Tang Clan is going to come on. So I will call you guys later. I hope y'all behaving.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right, man. Ooh. What city you not living in? What you trying not to live in?
Man, there's a couple of them. One that I would not want to live in is Provo, Utah, because that is the home, the main hotbed home of. I don't know. It's just a place you don't want to live. Let's just say that. I'll also say Detroit. Like, I wouldn't necessarily want to live in Detroit or anywhere around that area. It just never really appealed to me.
I could agree with Detroit. Yeah, I never really thought about that. Detroit, Vidor, Texas. Don't want to live there.
That's on the list for sure.
As well as a whole bunch of other lists of sundown towns. Wow. Never want to live in. That's an interesting question because never really thought about it like that.
Yeah. What city you would not want to live in?
It would probably be somewhere where there's like a big influx of how should I word this? Racist? There you go. I don't want to end up on being like hunted down because I'm the only brother in the area. That's about it. I could say I don't want to move back to my hometown if that'll count.
Yeah. I thought I saw that they were getting a Whataburger.
Where?
In Lafayette. In Opelousas.
I'm pretty sure they
were getting a new Whataburger.
The crazy thing is, last time I've been, it's getting bigger. Mm-hmm. Because, there's jobs coming there, but it's jobs on the lower level of a pay scale. I still wouldn't want to move there. Further up the road down the highway, you got Lafayette. That place is booming. Mm-hmm. And then of course, like 30 minutes, 45 minutes from Baton Rouge. And then of course, up the road a little bit, you got New Orleans. And then it's like, so it's busy, but I ain't trying to.
I know what you mean.
I don't know.
Yeah, man, the list of sundown towns, you're definitely right about that. Lots of places there I would not not want to move to. One place that I lost the appeal in college after I dated a couple of girls from this state and this city specifically, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I remember you saying that.
You know, for me, when I was in school, you know, or I guess after I dated those girls, I was like, you know what, man, I don't want to ever date a girl from New Mexico again. And thankfully I didn't. I just went a little further northwest, I guess.
There you go.
But yeah, but no, New Mexico is, yeah, nah, forget it. It's like Santa Fe is a beautiful city to visit, but as far as living there or Albuquerque or the other big city, which is Las Cruces, I think there's only three big towns there. I'm good.
So what about the flip side? What city would you want to live in?
Oh, man. I've always wanted to live in the New York area. Even though it's like busy and big and all that stuff. I love being in the city. So yeah, I would love to live there. A place like Miami, or Orlando, you know, something like that where there's like fun and big attractions. I would love to live there. Now, except for like during, you know, like storm season, yeah. Right? If I could stay on the resort forever, a place like Negril, yeah. Jamaica,
right.
Also, but also not for the same reason, you know, as well. San Antonio, I'd love that. Fort Worth, I would always go back. I miss that area. Denver is a really pretty, really nice city, really pretty there. I'm trying to think. Seattle. Yeah. Seattle is so nice, even though I'm sure I know the people that live there or from people who've lived there said, you know, it's like cloudy a lot and rainy, you know, for a portion of the year,
yeah.
Which is true. It's just so green. The seafood is fresh. It's just really nice. I really enjoyed my time visiting there. What about you, man?
Tokyo has always been the number one on my list.
Yeah, and I was just thinking U.S.
Yeah, yeah, within the U.S., I'd probably have to echo that Miami area. There's like a small part of me that wanted to live in Atlanta. I have friends in that area. We visited. Asheville, North Carolina. That's where my sister stays, and it's real nice up there. Like scenery wise, it's real nice. I don't know about everything else, but you know, just being in the mountains and stuff, and looking at all the scenery, that was real nice. New York has always intrigued me, but then at the same time, I don't feel like paying like an arm and a leg to live in a shoebox. The whole LA scene is something that I thought about, as well as like places like San Francisco or Bay Area. But then again, there's some things I like and don't like when I hear about that area. Seattle, of course, you know, for some reason I want to visit like the Dakota areas, like North Dakota, South Dakota, those areas like that, just to see the scenery,
all
that stuff. But
I know what you mean. I think the Dakotas, there's mountains, but there's also a lot of plains. I can't remember. I'll tell you one place that was beautiful that I would love to visit again, just to, like, take a trip up, is Yellowstone National Park. And I also want to go, what's the other one? It's not Yellowstone. There's another one in California. I can't think of it right now. But Yellowstone was beautiful. And I mean, at the time we went, we didn't see like any bears on the road. We did see, you know, a bunch of deer and elk, and we saw, you know, tons of bison, and thankfully we weren't, you know, those people who are like walking out trying to like get a selfie with them right behind us, because we're not that stupid. It was beautiful. We stayed in the Montana area, West Yellowstone, a little town up there. I don't know, man. There's some about the area is just like, you know, it's just fascinating, you know, all the things you could see up there. And if you watch the TV show Yellowstone, then, you know, you probably see a lot of that. You know, or if you, you know, or if you even just like looking at any photos of all of the hot springs and stuff they have, it's just a really cool area. Portland was interesting though. We visited Portland on our way to Seattle, right? So we never really stopped. We never really stayed there, but we stopped for food and drove through a little bit, and it was cool. But I'll tell you one thing that's interesting. So the time we went to Seattle, we got to San Francisco area. We drove on to the other side of the bridge, the north side of the bridge, and we stayed in a town called Marin up there. It's just on that side of the bridge. There's a little town there called Sausalito. That would be a beautiful place to live in just because it's right in the bay. There's a lot of fun stuff to do, and it's a small town, even though now it's probably a lot bigger. And then when we got in the car the next day to start going north, we didn't really have like a place where we're going to stop and stay. We're just like, we're just going to drive until we get tired, and then we'll find the nearest town and a hotel, whatever, which is what we did. But that whole coastline from just north of San Francisco all the way up from basically from there to Seattle, even though we kicked back over when we got into Oregon, back to the interstate to just try to get there, you know, faster the next day. But that whole coastline, the northern Pacific coastline right there, is so beautiful. So beautiful. Lots of hills, lots of mountains, you know, coastal waters. The stuff that you see from the Goonies, you know, like the rocks and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the town from the Goonies is right up there.
Yeah.
Actually, one of my coworkers is actually from that town, randomly. But yeah, man, it's so beautiful up there. It's just different. It's nice. It'd be something to go and maybe like have like a summer house.
Yeah. Something like that. That would be nice. Yeah. Man. That would be really nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And actually my wife's aunt and uncle have a house up there, in Brookings, Oregon. It's like a little tiny town on the other side, just like on the southern border of Oregon. We need to go visit them again. That's all I got. Good.
All right, let's see.
Good question, Kayla. Good question.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what we got on the next. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Bullets be frying in the kitchen, and cars be on fire in the ditches. Lucky we got 'em. Bum 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 bum. Memphis time.
Oh no.
Yeah. Well, y'all, this Memphis Diva. 99, and I'm looking at Wu-Tang, the American Stock. Y'all are so good. But anyway, so they're going to close the Nike store down here in some part of Tennessee because, like, $200,000 of merchandise got stolen, and then $400,000 got stolen from a trailer from the train tracks here. So.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, we can't have nothing. And then Lil Baby had a concert at the FedEx Forum, and a gun got in there, and somebody got shot. And I'm trying to figure out how they get a gun in FedEx Forum.
Yeah.
Because when I go to any concerts, they can see everything in my purse, but they don't ever see nothing because I don't have no gun. Like, I be having my little snacks and stuff. The lady be mad. I be like, I'm a diabetic. But anyway, how y'all doing? Me and Nicholas, we doing fine. Yeah, that's what my engineer is. His name is Nicholas, and we doing fine. Other than that, that's all I call to tell y'all. I'm still hobbling, yep, like a little old lady. And my mother wants me to use her walker thing with wheels on it, but I will not. All right, what y'all been doing?
Oh, man. Got to get that little walker with the little tennis balls on the front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man. That's wild. That's wild. Hopefully she recovered from that knee injury soon, man. That's wild.
I know those knee injuries. Yeah. You watched the Wu-Tang series?
I haven't. I have not had a chance to watch that. Was that on Netflix?
What is it on? It's on Hulu. It's on Hulu. Okay. Yeah, we watched the first two seasons. It was real good. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
chronicles the beginning and middle, I guess, the guys on there come up, you know, so everything mm-hmm. they did. So it's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll definitely have to check it out. I have so many dang movies and TV shows on my list. Like, my lists are just long. So I'll just add it to the list. I'll get to it at some point.
Huh? List. I totally understand, man.
Yeah.
Understand.
The time when I have an opportunity to sit down and watch a show is like time for me to go to bed. You know,
yeah, the crazy and, time is I get to watch is when like 5 o'clock in the morning, that's when I wake up.
Yeah, so
I get my little TV shows in during that time.
That's wild. Yeah, man, maybe that's when I should get up. Maybe I should do that. I should wake up at 5, go to the gym, watch a show while I'm at the gym, you know, like doing the treadmill or something like that, and then come back. But that means I'd have to go to bed like an hour earlier at night. I don't know, man. It's just like, you know, sometimes you burn the candle at both ends. You know, you heard that saying before. And you know, you don't have any like reprieve in the middle to do anything. So you know, with my company, the Hooks, Rubs and Spices, you know, you've been helping me work on these labels and stuff like that. And yeah, man, it's like just like last week when we talked, I was like, okay, you know, I have this list of stuff I need to get you. I know I need to get it to you. Or 2 weeks ago, it's like, I know I need to get you. I'm gonna try to get it to you by Wednesday. You know, teenagers, first week of high school, work life, everything like got in the way literally that whole week. And so that didn't happen until the following weekend, right? To get you all that info. And then even some info I just got you last night. But, you know, it's hard. You know, I don't want a pity party at all. But it's hard to be like a one-man show, you know, for the business itself. Because not only am I trying to develop new products and get stuff designed and packaging for them, which is a whole different ballgame. Outside of just the labels, you know, you got to find the right bottles. You got to find the right lids. You got to find... you know, the price of all of those, you got to find the packaging just to ship those things in order so they don't break, right? Or melt or whatever. And then, you know, then you know, some of this other stuff that I'm trying to bring out, you know, that's a whole different ball game to package and produce and than anything that I've ever done before. So it's a whole new process I'm learning. It's a whole new different group of companies that I have to reach out to try to get that like sort of designed and even in a place where I can say, okay, I want to go this direction or not. Right. So all that. And then of course there's just running the regular website, shipping, you know, all this other stuff, trying to get new stores, trying to do like little events with stores if that opportunity presents itself. And then, you know, I got a family, I got a 9-to-5, you know, which I've said before, you know, I'm highly thankful that my 9-to-5, you know, allows for me to, you know, work from home. And, you know, that does give me a tiny bit of more flexibility of, you know, working on my business at the same time working my 9-to-5, but still it's like, it's a lot of stuff. And then, oh yeah, you have a family, you have a wife and kids, you know, you gotta, you know, maintain those relationships. You know, you got school, you got activities, you got to cook food for the family. Like, there's so many things that pop up. That's and then, then at some point in time, you just were like, I just want to lay down and go to sleep, you know, or hang out, you know.
Oh,
and,
man.
And sometimes those hangout periods, like hangout periods with the family, you know, I will have like 500 things going on up here, you know, while we're doing stuff. But,
I totally understand that, man. I tell you, we had finally got some rain here in Texas like two nights ago. And I wake up yesterday morning to an AC that doesn't work.
Oh, man.
That just say, hey, well, we knew it was getting old. You know, our AC guy says it could go at any time. Hey, well, guess what? It decided to take a kaput yesterday morning sometime. And then, of course, I go outside. What do I have hanging on top of my house? A few huge limbs that fell because there's crazy wind blowing through. So I got to get that taken care of. Got to, unfortunately, buy a brand new AC system Tuesday. So they're going to come in and install that. And, you know, thankfully, like you said, I got a 9-to-5 that pays these bills, you know, that I'm like clinking on to and I'm holding on to tight, you know.
Yeah.
And it's rough, man. Everybody, I mean, my wife's birthday was Friday, so.
Yep.
It's like.
Happy belated birthday to her.
Yeah. You know, it's, it's just, yeah, a lot of things just started building up yesterday, and I'm just like, crap. So I had to, like, take some moments to, like, decompress, you know, just be by myself, because I was like, my stress level was, like, at the boiling point, man. I was about to it's lose crazy. It, but. You know, today is okay so far. So far,
that's good. So man, it's just one of them. It's one of them things, man. It's like there's a lot of stuff. I personally, I love lists, but I'm not good at making them. You know what I'm trying to say? You know, and
my wife.
Yeah, and I'm not good at, you know, asking for help. You know, when it comes to me getting. You know, over me, like stacking all this stuff on top of myself, I'm not good at asking for help. You know, I need to be, you know, better about that. And I've asked my wife to help me, you know, source some stuff or find some stuff or help me with bookkeeping and stuff like that. I've asked my kids to help me with inventorying. And I'm like, dude, if y'all help me inventory, I'll pay you, you know, like, I don't know, whatever the minimum wage is. I'll pay you for 1 hour, even though it's going to take you 5 minutes to do it. You know, I'll pay you 1 hour, you know, just for that. You know, it's like an easy, free, what, $8 or whatever it is. So, you know, I don't know, man, I've asked for that stuff. But, you know, when it's your, in this case, when it's your company, you know, in your case, if it's your project, whatever it is, you know, the type of people we are, we're taking complete ownership of it. Right. And, you know, we feel like if we, I don't know, this is the way I am, though. I feel like a lot of things, if I'm not the one at least overseeing it, then I'm not sure it's going to get done the way I want it to, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
So
that's exactly how I am at work. If I see something going on, it's like I'll put everything on my plate just to make sure it all gets done right.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I leave it to one of my other coworkers, I'm like kind of iffy on if they're gonna keep everything consistent, keep everything consistently looking the same, and so it's one of those things where I need to learn to trust other people and in doing handling their load and their workload. But
yeah,
I know what you're saying.
This is true, man. So I tell you what, so. It was probably about, was it a year ago? Maybe it was about a year ago, maybe a little less than a year ago. I had a new ambassador come on and join the Hooks Rub family. Mm-hmm. And she told me she had a difficult time navigating the website to a few different things. And she's like, you know what? Same type of thing was with my website. And then I just went on Fiverr or something like that and found somebody to just clean it up for me and get it nice and tight. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know what? I mean, it was a couple hundred dollars to get it done, but now everything flows perfectly, right? the lady's name is Nicole. She runs Golden Grace Kitchen is the Instagram. Right. And she's actually down in Florida. And she married a brother who used to play basketball at Baylor back in the day. Oh, okay. So cool. I was just like, Baylor. But no, she's nice. Her family is nice. So, but she told me that. She's like, that's some advice I can give you right now, straight up. And, you know, I can't remember what you call it. Like, she didn't have to tell me that. But after that, I was like, dang, you're right. So I personally went in and cleaned up a little bit of stuff. but there's still like every now and then people are just like, hey, I didn't know where to find this or that. And so this is the thing, like, just like you said, you know, it's you have to just sort of figure out how to learn how to trust other people to do stuff for you or help you with stuff. That's the thing. I need to find someone that can do that. So the website that I have, the website I have my store on, is hosted by Shopify. The good thing about them is they literally have tons of companies that will charge you a flat rate to do whatever you want on your website. Mine, I need to change the theme of it because the theme that I use is no longer like constantly supported and updated. I need to change the theme. When changing the theme though, I think you have to transport all of the links, all of the photos, everything has to be transported to the new stream, the new thing. And I just don't have time for that. But I would love to have that ready to go for when I launch these new products at the end of October, right? So there's a couple companies. I just need to hop on there, bite the bullet, and pay the $100, $200, whatever it is, because that's like an investment that will go a long way. And I probably lost some sales just because people didn't know where to find, you know, everything. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
But yeah, it's just that thing of hiring out somebody to do it. Like in your case, thankfully you have coworkers or other people that can, you know, potentially help you create the end product that you're trying to get. With me, it's just me. I can't necessarily hire my kids to do a couple of things like that. But I've heard this so many times now from like business podcasts and books and stuff like that, that, you know, you need to hire out some stuff because you can't do it all. And yeah. I don't know why I keep fighting that, but I just have to do it.
Yeah.
Just have to do it.
I got you, man. I know.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. 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 I don't know. So I'm gonna say, how's your eBay going? Selling all your stuff?
You know, I made a nice little sale this past week. Went to the, you know, dropped some stuff off at the post office Friday. And then of course, what happened? I remembered I had a ton of stuff in storage, like in our storage unit, that my mother-in-law gave to us. And this is like stuff way back from like whole bunch of collectible stuff from like Germany and Spain from like the 70s and stuff like that. Wow. So I started going through that, taking pictures. I'm going to list it up on eBay eventually, but man, it's like taking multiple pictures and just trying to create an accurate description of each item. It's taking a long time. And then there's like a lot of stuff from like Germany. She has like little small porcelain type things that I need to find actual names for, because there's no company name on it or anything like that. But these things are like way from the 70s and stuff like that. So I'm sure I'm not going to get like a ton of money from it, but just to put it up there, just to get it out of our space.
Yeah.
That's what I'm working on now as far as the eBay stuff goes.
That's cool. It'd be interesting if you could go to like some kind of antique shop or some kind of collectible shop in the area. Just like they do on those Storage Wars TV show, you know, and they say, hey, I want to know what the value of this is. I want to know about it. You know, sometimes there's places that know what it is. Sometimes people don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's cool. There's like a little porcelain thing. My wife has like, you know, several porcelain like figurines and stuff that are similar, that, you know, her mom or her grandparents collected or she got from them, whatever it is. And you know, she just sort of has them in boxes right now. She used to display them, but she has them in boxes, but it's like the same type of thing. There's value to those, but you know, unless you know the name behind them and stuff like that, it's hard to try to list them.
Yeah.
I know that. I don't know, man. I'll say this, like, this is a really good time to have some of those things listed because, you know, every year is like the holiday season, right?
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
And so I mean, if you think about it from the fact that, you know, what season, what time of year we're in, I don't know, I've seen the trends that, like, if you add stuff like that to your, you know, to your eBay store or whatever platform you're trying to sell on, you know, it gets a lot of traffic. That's not going to say it's going to get a sale, yeah. but right. per se, but it's going to get traffic because that's when it, you know, that's when it is probably more sought after. You know, like Halloween stuff is more sought after in like, you know, August, September, October, rather than like, you know, January. Like nobody looked for Halloween stuff in January, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Well, good luck with that. It's a grind, but it can be a good and lucrative grind if you find the right stuff.
I'll see, man. That's what I'm probably going to be doing majority of the day today mm-hmm. is taking pictures and trying to log as mm-hmm. much as I can and find information, man. But it's like, I could see this being for like those sellers on eBay that have mm-hmm. like these stores and stuff. It's a tough task of logging everything and making sure all your products are in sync, you know, mm-hmm. that they have the correct information.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll that's true. It's a grind, but yeah, it could be a really good grind. So yeah, man. Trying to think, I thought I had another question, but I forgot. I will say this, I'll be out of town next week. I'm traveling to an event for work, another sneaker con event. So that should be pretty dope. I will be out of town. So for those of y'all watching, we will probably, you know, not have a show next weekend. We'll have it the following weekend though. We'll be back.
Yeah.
And I'll show you my boxes and boxes of sneakers.
Oh yeah. I got some of them. The new Jordans, the new Dunks you get, whatever. The new Shaqs.
Some new Shaq. But if they, you know, if they have some Ewings there, I might buy them. Even though I know you can buy Ewings on the website. Yeah. I used to have Ewings back in the day. They used to be my favorite players. So, you know.
Let me see. I think I remember Bo Jackson had some shoes way back in the day that I used to love. I forgot. Was it Bo Jackson? I think it was Bo. It was Bo Jackson back in like the 90s. Those shoes were like so cool.
Yeah.
So dope to me.
Them Bo Jacksons. Jacksons.
Nah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Air Max trainers. That's what they were.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that, man. People used to love them trainers, man. If you could find them now, you know, they will fetch a pretty penny on, you know, like eBay or other you know, sneaker websites, but they got to be clean and new pretty much. So just hard to find. Anyway, what else we got?
Man, I can't think of, I wanted to add something and I completely forgot what it was. And I cannot remember. And I apologize, people. Old age does that to me.
Apologize.
I can't remember. I honestly can't remember.
Yeah. All good. Yeah, man. I'm excited. Oh, okay. So this thing. So if anybody is in the market to get a bunch of free barbecue stuff, right? It's not guaranteed, but it's a possibility. If you go to hooksrub.com, there is an image, if you scroll down just a tiny bit on the web, on the main homepage, there's an image there to enter a giveaway that we have partnered with several other brands. Several other brands to, to give away. So Hook Shrubs and Spice is giving away, you know, some seasoning, t-shirt combination. There's another company called Grab 'Em in the Brisket, who is a podcast. Which I was on a few weeks back. They're giving away some of their swag. There's another whiskey. Couple of companies. Yeah, whiskey from Curveball Whiskey, Heifer Hog and Hen, which is actually a Fort Worth company. They're giving away like a big box of meat. ThermoWorks, which is one of my thermometer, you know, companies, or my thermometer company. They're giving away some thermometers. The main guy is Smoker Builder, this guy named Smoker Builder, or you can go to his website, which is smokerplans.net. The link is on there as well. That's the main location to actually enter. He's giving away a full drum smoker, you know, which is like a charcoal smoker. And then there's Grill Your Ass Off, which is another seasoning company. They're giving away a lot of stuff. But this is like $2,300+ worth of stuff. Like, it's pretty massive. Yeah. And it's free to enter. I think you can enter up to 125 times, something crazy like that. Last I saw the other day, I think there were like 67,000 entries, but you could be one of them. It just takes one pluck to pull your name out the hat. Yeah. So I'd say enter if you can. Yeah.
I have so far 48 entries.
Yeah.
Trying to see what else I could subscribe. I could enter your secret code. I don't know what the secret code means, but
yeah, I don't know what that is either. But I'll say this though. I'll say this. It's dope. Oh yeah, Jealous Devil charcoal. I use that stuff. It's like amazing charcoal. So I would say this, man, if y'all have an opportunity to enter, go ahead and enter. It would definitely be worth your while. Cause there's a lot of great products in there. And also I'll be getting one of those drum smokers. One of them is in the mail, to me. So I'll be doing like some YouTube, I'll be doing a bunch of YouTube stuff on them. Or Instagram stuff, you know, on them. Called the Super 55 gallon drum.
Oh, that's the one. I'm looking at it right now, as you say.
Yeah.
That looks pretty good, man.
It's pretty dope.
Is that going to be added to the collection?
Yeah.
The smokers in your backyard? Yeah.
It's going to be added to the collection. There's one I need to sell that's a pellet grill that I got for free from a company a few years back that actually worked really well. I just sort of moved on from using it. I need to sell that one. But outside of that, yeah, it's going to be added to the rest of the collection.
How much you want to sell it for? Would you ship it?
I mean, I'll sell it to you for free. We just got to figure out how much it costs to ship. So
how was the dimensions of it? Like, I guess
so you know those Weber kettles, like the round ones, like 22 inches wide.
Yeah, I have one in the back.
So that is like the wide width, I believe. And then there's like, you know, a base of legs that go under it, and it comes on wheels. But yeah, it's a pellet grill. It's just like a pellet, you know, regular grill. Yeah, man, if we want to figure out how much it costs to ship it, I could talk to you about that. I get a big box and throw it in there.
Yeah, just let me know, and I'll send you some money for shipping and handling.
Yeah. Okay. We got
Boom.
Us a deal.
Sales right on the online.
My wife will be super happy.
I'm sure
that.
She will. More space
like
in the backyard.
Less thing to get. Yeah. And it works really well.
It's like you get rid of one, then you get two more.
Exactly. That's the plan. One day I definitely want to get one on a trailer. And this guy that does these smokers, he builds like full on trailers. He's like the preeminent smoker builder, because he taught so many people that you will see a barbecue like a smoker, like the huge smokers. There's so many of them, and then so many of the ones that do like the old oil drum smokers. He taught them how to build the product, right?
That's cool.
And then he sells parts, he sells plans, and you know, allows you to, you know, to be a builder for yourself. But he's taught so many people and has been in this industry for a long time. And he actually gave me a lot of good advice, you know, when I had an opportunity to chat with him, you know, for a while. So he's just somebody who's, you know, there's people in certain industries that are all about giving back and, you know, not requiring much or anything in return. He's that type of person. So it's nice. So I'll figure out like the shipping situation. I'll let you know. What else I was gonna say? Let's see here. Oh, have you read any good books lately or listened to any good books?
Actually, reading two pretty good books now.
Yeah.
I reread Autobiography of Malcolm X, finished that again. It hits a little different in your 40s than when you were like in your late teens, early 20s.
Okay.
But yeah, I reread that. Currently reading this book called Shibumi.
Shibumi.
It's kind of like a spy type book. I mean, not really like a self-help book or anything like that. And then reading this other book, novel called Conan. I forgot the rest of the book. It's over here somewhere. I got so many books that I'm behind. Shibumi. But Shibumi's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Good.
Yeah, what you got?
Yeah, so this is in connection to the business thing, right? Mm-hmm. So, and talking to the smoker builder guy, he was just like, hey, man, let me put you up on some game. And so he told me about a couple of books that, you know, are great for small businesses. It's been great for him. And then you could sort of see this model if you look at other companies and sort of how they have grown from being like a small unknown to eventually maybe selling their business or getting big. This book is called 12 Months to $1 Million. 12 Months to $1 Million. So yeah, I've been reading through that or listening to that. It's like a 6-hour listen. And I think I only have like about an hour left. But man, there's so many things I've like bookmarked so many times in this book. I'm like, I should be doing that. I should do that. Oh, that sounds like a cool idea. And I started to implement some of it. There's another one called $1 Million Offers or something like that. And it's basically ways to offer your customers, give your customers an offer they can't refuse or something like that. I've just literally barely started it like 20 minutes in. But I'm going to finish the 12 months to a million first. Just to find that. Cool. But I'll tell you what though. So on Facebook, I started this group. It's called like Marinades and Sauces, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. And so as a part of the 12 months to a million book, they're just like, hey, you know, one way or one of the most effective ways to launch a product is to have like a private, like a private Facebook group, like a group like that you can start, you know, you can have friends, you can have family, you can have random people in there, but a group like that where you give people sort of like a behind the scenes look at the whole production process. You know, you don't have to give everybody the full keys, but you can just say, hey, you know, come for a ride with me and check out, you know, what the bottle looks like, you know, what kind of sauce is coming, maybe a picture of it, you know, something like that. And so this sort of builds the psychology behind it, I guess, is for it to build, you know, sort of like a mini buzz. And hopefully those people are like some of your first buyers. You want all of them to be your first buyers, but hopefully those people are. And then you grow that group by them sharing it with a friend or inviting somebody else, and then people just learning. And so, you know, when you get to that first product that you're trying to launch, you have you have a group of people who've been watching the journey, who've been invested and interested, and hopefully that leads to them being like a first purchaser, and then they'll share about it, you know, then hopefully there are other people, and then they'll come back for more. Because when you start developing and launch the next product and the next product and the next product, whatever it is, that's going to be like your sort of core group, you know, that has sort of been there along the way. And so, you know, in the book, they talk about a few different companies, which you've heard of, that started in a similar way, you know, and then eventually they sold for like $600 million or crazy amounts like that, like Clif Bar. The Quest workout bar, you know, like several, like, you know, supplements, like several, you know, like several different random products from around, the globe. So it's a cool process. And I don't know, man, being from where we're from, like from the South, especially like in the barbecue game, but, you know, really from like where we are, you know, there's a whole lot of this. Don't give everybody any of your secrets because they're going to steal it all. Being black, you know.
Unfortunately, that happens with our own folks.
We've gotten colonized by our own folks and others, right? But I do believe that there's something into brand building, which I don't necessarily like the word brand per se, but like building up your brand and showing, you know, your process that helps people. And I've done this before too. I've been super interested in a product when I sort of said, oh, you're making this? Oh, that's cool. Oh, you're showing me like, you know, what the package looks like. Are you showing me what the label or whatever it is? It's pretty dope to go through that process. So yeah, so I can't remember the name, but it's like sauces and marinades, you know, seasoning sauces and marinades by Hooks, Rubs, and Spices, something like that. That's free to join. You can become a part of the group. You just got to answer a couple of questions, which are super easy to answer, unless you were grandfathered in, like Jay was. you know, you answer a couple questions, boom, you're in the group, and you get to learn. And you get to be some of the first people to find out when the product drops, which I'm going through a few different iterations of how I want to drop that. So, yeah.
That's great.
I got to film a video, a commercial soon. So,
whatever. That should be fun, man. Get your get your little people there to be in your commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it could be pretty funny. You could do it like that. That Sunny Delight commercial.
What was that?
when the kids all run in the fridge and they're looking for something in there, and the little black boy sees the purple stuff, and then all the other kids want the Sunny D.
Sunny D.
I want that Hooks.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Man, I guess the ages would have been like closer if I'd have done that commercial when my kids were younger. But yeah, now they're a little older. They'll still do it. They'll just have a little bit deeper voices. Yeah. Purple school.
Don't talk to me about deep voices. My kids, my oldest is, oof.
Yeah.
His voice is getting super deep. Even when he sneezes, man, it's coughs. It just sounds like grown man voice.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Scary. It is scary.
Just wait till he starts shaving that little peach fuzz they start getting. Just wait till he starts shaving, man.
Oh man, he already has a peach fuzz. He has some in there.
Yeah. My son started shaving like right after his last birthday, so like not quite a year ago. And yeah, we got him this one little thing. I think it was, I can't remember what company it's by. Maybe it's Norelco or something, but it's one of those, it looks like a mini version of clippers. But it's wet dry, so you can use it as a razor. It gets that close, you know, or you can use it as clippers. So yeah, he touches himself up, you know, every now and then. It's weird, man. It's weird. Anyway, well, do you think of your question?
No.
No. Okay. Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, on that note.
All right, people. You know what it is. Twitter, or now that they call it X. Hit us up on X, Instagram, hashtag Blackout Pod. Check us out on your favorite podcast streaming service. Join us here Sunday mornings. We'll let you know when we do. Sunday mornings on YouTube. Subscribe and then hit that little notification bell. That way you know when we're on. Then hit us up. Email hashtag blackoutpod@gmail.com.
That's right.
And if you want to, give us a little ring-a-ling, 385-3-BLAKDC or 385-325-2572. Hit up hooksrub.com. Get yourself some hooks. Scroll to the middle of the page and enter into that drawing, that contest, that little sweepstakes.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have a chance to win a bunch of goodies, a whole bunch of goodies. You could sip on whiskey and wear your swag while you're grilling outside and using up all your seasonings and sauces and all that good stuff.
Yeah. For free 90 free. That's all it costs.
Free 90 free. That's
free
it.
90 free.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Cool. Well, on that note, people, I guess we are blacking out. See ya.
Howdy.